Kuna News, I'm Kumaran Sathkarunathan. On Sunday, August 31st, Afghanistan recorded a major earthquake, killing over 1,400 people and injuring over 3,000 people. According to a United Nations official, the earthquake was of magnitude 6 and it collapsed many villages and trapped people under the rubble of their homes. The UN's resident coordinator for Afghanistan points out that Afghanistan has been dealing with multiple crises in recent times. Foreign governments haven't supported them due to the Taliban government, which is only recognized by Russia. On Tuesday, August 26th, Sri Lanka's former president Ranil Wickremesinghe was granted bail after being arrested the week before for the misuse of state funds. According to Sri Lanka's Criminal Investigation Department, in 2023, Ranil and his wife allegedly used state funds for a private visit to the UK. The trip included the graduation ceremony of Ranil's wife, Professor Maitri Wickremesinghe, at the University of Wolverhampton. After his arrest, Ranil Wickremesinghe was admitted to the intensive care unit of the Colombo National Hospital and he was unable to attend his hearing as well. Colombo Fort Magistrate Nilupuli Lankapura issued a bail order based on three surety bails of 5 million rupees each. For the fall 2025 semester, Concordia University and University de Montreal reported a 37% decrease, while McGill reported 22%. These decreasing numbers are part of the aftermath of the change in governmental priorities and the restrictions put on immigration in Canada and Quebec. A spokesperson for McGill University revealed that these reforms were taken without consulting or considering the university. Furthermore, the spokesperson notes that these measures convey a negative image of the province internationally, resulting in a significant decline in interest in studying at Quebec universities. For more, go to cglo.com/news or follow CGLO News on Spotify.
I'm not trying to be mean or any of that. This is for your own good, and I'm not going to be traumatized because you want to be dumb.
CJLO 6090 AM, you're tuned in to Patch Notes. I'm your host, Eric Weider. It's good to be back recording live in Montreal. I was back in Toronto for the break, but I'm glad to be back here again recording live in Montreal. It's been a little bit since my last episode and a lot of great new music has come out. I'm excited to play a bunch of it. I'm going to start off with this track from Water From Your Eyes from their new album, The World Is a Beautiful Place, I believe is the name of the album. They're coming to Montreal in about a week or two. I will very, very likely be there. I'm going to be playing the closest track to a electronic song from this album. Again, this is Patch Notes, an electronic focused show with a slight alternative twist to it. So first is going to be this track from Water From Your Eyes, titled Life Signs, and we'll go from there. Again, you're listening to Patch Notes. I'm your host, Eric Weider, and here we go. Thank you. CJLO 6090 AM, you're listening to Patch Notes. This is an alternative electronic show hosted here on CJLO. May have been wondering, where are the electronics on that song? May have got the track names mixed up. May have meant to play Playing Classics from Water From Your Eyes. Accidentally played Life Signs. Still a great song. It's been on repeat over the summer. I'll make up for next week. I'll be sure to play the correct song next week. The show must go on. I'm going to be focusing more on electronic shows, or more on electronic tracks. That was kind of more of an alternative track. I'll let it slide today. A album that has been also nonstop on repeat is this new one from OlliXL, which has been kind of held hostage from Warp. It's a whole thing, but it's out now, part one specifically. Look the Lens. Really, really great. There's this flip of a Chanel Bead song on it titled Love and Pop, which again, has been on repeat, just like really fantastic production, very icy and slick. Echo 2K is on this album, as well as Ori, who I'll be playing a track from later. Really great listen. Just like the way I would describe it is like seeing an old friend. It's been quite a while since their last album, I want to say 4 years, maybe 5 years, maybe 6 years. It's been a few years. And just hearing that production come back has just been a real delight. So again, from Ollie XL, here is Love and Pop on CJLO 6090 AM.
Movies? Discover the best of art house cinema in three theaters all across the city. That is Cinéma du Musée, du Parc, and Beaubien. Students only pay $11 per ticket, all day, every day. See you at the movies!
I once had a dream that I was eating a peanut butter and tuna fish sandwich. And let me tell you something, it was delicious. So the next day, I decided to make that sandwich. And in real life, it is disgusting. It is a disgusting sandwich. And the reason I tell you this story, pick up the phone, just...
Hi, this is Dreamscapes, and
we want to eat that disgusting sandwich because we're a show about dreams and we don't think that dream sandwich is disgusting at all. So yeah, you should be calling us to tell us about your dreams and your dream sandwiches. And if you do want to call in, the number is 514-848-7471. And we're on CJLO Mondays at 4 p.m. And we don't think your dream is weird at all. It sounds really good, actually.
This is CJLO 1690 AM. You could say that we're bumping that.
CJLO 1690 AM, you're listening to Patch Notes, an electronic show hosted by yours truly, Eric Weider. So far, you heard Love and Pop by OliXL and Chanel Beads, and before that was Life Signs by Water From Your Eyes. Not playing classics, song I meant to play. Anyways, so I just played that track by OliXL. Also featured on that album, Lick the Lens, is a collaboration with Ori, who literally just today, just a few hours ago, announced a new album titled, what is the track titled? I believe it's titled Daisy Cutter, and the title track is out now. Yep, Daisy Cutter, out October 24th, 2025. So just around a month from now, we'll have that full album out. Again, this is the track Daisy Cutter from Ori, Montreal musician. And yeah, just brand new here on CJLO 1690 AM.
Tell me every time you need me, you just have to call. Say, baby, you need. Baby, every time you call, you know I'll be gone before you drop the phone. Tell me every time you need me, you just have to call. Say, baby, I need. Baby, every time you call, you know I'll be gone before you drop the phone.
Thank you. Thank you. six-string guitar. And the more you ride, you never get far.
CJLO 1690 AM. Apologies, there's a little bit of technical difficulties there. Went off air just for a few seconds, but we're all good now, and we're back. I played a bunch of very moody tracks, I would say. I played this brand new track from Daisy Cutter by Ori. She just announced a new self-titled album coming out in just about a month from now. Montreal musician as well, I should mention Ori. After that, I also played this track by Nourished by Time, Crazy People. He's going to be playing Montreal, I don't know what venue, and I forget exactly which day, but I believe it's in a week or two from now. I just spoke to someone at the CJLO booth down at Concordia downtown who said, oh, I'm also going to see him. And that was great. So I'll be seeing a few CJLO fans at least at that Nourished by Time show. Should be great. I'm really looking forward to it. That new album of his, The Passionate Ones, has been my, like, go-to commute listen, just, like, really kind of gets you in the mindset of like the humble worker, which I think is what he said he was trying to represent. I believe he touches on that theme quite a bit throughout the album. And then after that, I played Promise by Jack Green. He and No Such Thing have a new collaboration album coming out on this Friday. And he and No Such Thing are going to be playing the Sat on the 18th, I believe. Should be a really cool show. I'm expecting some really interesting visuals and just like a really nice kind of clubbish vibe to that. The name of their duo is Versus GT. But again, that track was just Jack Green. Again, another Montreal musician. Got to support our local electronic musicians. And then I follow that up with this new track from Blood Orange from his new album, Essex Honey. The track was Vivid Light. Love how he blends the like electronics and the more typical instrumentation into his works. A really nice album, just like I threw it on with my headphones walking around Montreal just in the evening. It's like perfect evening listen. Daytime also pretty good, but like evening is when you really want to be listening to it. You get bonus points if you put that on after midnight. Oh, perfect. So I'm gonna going from those kind of moody tracks to like more kind of like energetic tracks. I'm going to be playing this new one from Sam Galatry. Sam Galatry. Really bad at pronouncing that last name. Wow. Featuring Tori Moi. Really cool collaboration. He said that Tori Moi was what inspired him to start songwriting himself and start singing and be more of a pop star. This track, really fun. Another new album coming out soon from Sam G. Comes out next month, I believe. Has like a whole little poem on the album art. And yeah, this is the second single from that upcoming album titled Curious with Tori Moi. I'm going to be following that up with this track from El Michel's Affair, which is like another nice listen. I would say I'm upping the energy, but I'm honestly going to bring the energy right back down after that. Titled Oakley's Car Wash. Really chill track. This is a, you know, I said that the Blood Orange was great for after midnight. This is great for like morning listen. So again, Curious by Sam Galatry with Tori Moi. After that is Oakley's Car Wash by El Michel's Affair. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. This is Patch Notes, an alternative electronic-ish show hosted every week here Wednesdays at 3 p.m. But again, here is Sam Galatry with Tori Moi, Curious.
Still want a glimpse of what the future is if it lasts till the end.
Arts in the Margins present Festival Flux, a Montreal experimental music festival taking place from October 1st to 11th. Festival Flux is a unique mix of concerts, workshops, roundtables, presentations, talks, and publication launches, all configured around community, care, and the sonic arts. You won't want to miss innovative artists such as Beam Splitter, Anif Jacques and Ryoko Akama, Bozzini Quartet, Andrew Cyril, Christina Warren, Violence Gratuite, Nanda El Shazly, and more. For more information on the festival and how to get tickets, visit fluxmtl.org.
Do you like bubble baths? Hot cocoa on cold night? Snuggling up with a sweetie and listening to the radio? Well, if you answered yes to at least two of those, might I suggest Advice by the Fireplace, CJLO's number one easy listening comedy advice talk radio show hosted by me, Delilah Karen. We bring on a guest or two from the Montreal comedy world to answer real advice questions and maybe share a few funny stories along the way. Advice by the Fireplace, every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. right here on CJLO 1690. Oh, also, I love you.
CJLO 1690 AM, you're listening to Patch Notes. I'm your host, Eric Wheeler. This is an electronic-ish show hosted here on CJLO. I feel like there's, you know, as much as there's beauty to, like, the perfectly sequenced playlist, I'm also someone who finds beauty in chaos. I feel like that's kind of the ethos of this show. It's just like, you know, take whatever I'm listening to in any given week and just, like, throw it in a blender and just, like, scramble it and then throw it on air. Case in point, I just went straight from that, like, complete club banger from Sam Galitri and Tori Watt titled Curious, from his upcoming album Anywhere Here Is Perfect, out November 7th. And then I went straight to, like, a really chill, you know, like, afternoon walk song, titled Oakley's Car Wash by El Michelle's Affair featuring Dave Guy. If any of that production sounded familiar, might be because El Michelle's Affair was heavily involved in the production of Charm by Claro. Claro was actually on this album, just came out, I believe, a week or two ago, titled 24 Hour Sports. Really nice, kind of breezy listen. Also very funny when there's, like, these two kind of interlude tracks, titled 24 Hour Sports 1 and 2, just like a little radio jingle for this non-existent program called 24 Hour Sports. Thought that was very cute. So we have just about 10 minutes left. Oh, and again, I follow that up with this horror track, La Cathédrale Engloutie. Really nice ambient track. Again, another thing that's been kind of, like, beside me while I'm commuting is that Sora album Resort. I'm gonna be playing a new track from Purity Ring titled I'm an Ocean, all one word. They have a new album out heavily inspired by video games such as Final Fantasy and The Legend of Zelda, coming out, I believe, in a week or two. I'm gonna be playing some new tracks from it definitely as they come in, but again, here is I'm an Ocean from Purity Ring, and then I'll come back, round the show out, and that'll be it. So again, from Purity Ring, here is I'm an Ocean on CJLO 1690 AM. CJLO 1690 AM, you're listening to Patch Notes. I'm your host, Eric Weider. Again, you just heard I'm an Ocean by Purity Ring. They have their self-titled album coming out in just about 2 weeks, September 26th. Should be good. I forgot it's a self-titled album. It's very much like a definitive mission statement whenever you release a self-titled album. So yeah, that's been my show. You've been listening to Patch Notes. I am glad to be back in the chaos of an in-person studio here in Montreal, here at CJLO. So yeah, expect much more chaos going forward. Next week again, I'll play that Water From Your Eyes track, playing classics. And yeah, I'm going to be rounding this episode out in like the most opposite way I usually do. Usually I end the episodes on a chill note. I feel like I've kind of like used up all my chill tracks. And so what I have left is a Machine Girl track, which I'm going to save till next week, if I'm being honest. But this week I'm going to be ending this episode with this track from Igloo Ghost titled Excavator 03. He has a new EP out, Crane Music. Has a bunch of like really bizarre lore that I love so much. The thing I appreciate like as much as the music, or even more, is Igloo Ghost's world building for this EP, for his past releases. Just like really weird, like this whole EP is themed around cranes and sneaking in after dark and harnessing the like evil energies of these cranes and construction sites and everything like that. Very cool. But also the music is just good, and it's like very far out there, and I really like it. So yeah, again, from Igloo Ghost, here is Excavator 03. I'll be back next week, same time, same place. Hope to see you then. Till then, everyone, take care. Bye.
Rises from my throat. I wanna decompose. I rust and I corrode. You're listening to CJLO.